I wonder why Hanse is actually afraid of cats.
I mean, so, okay, so there used to be, I know here in America, there used to be an old wives' tale that, like, cats would steal your soul. Mm-hmm. And now that we're older, like, it's understood that, like, they're demons. Like,
can you imagine this, stealing your soul?
Plus,
he is so
cats chose to, like, domesticate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, who's the actual man's best friend?
Yes.
Exactly.
Why do you think Bam Bam has so many?
Because he's a crazy cat dad. JB, crazy cat dad.
Yes. That guy probably wants to socialize with his cats.
Yours had a nightmare. Mine is the nightmare. Today.
Came over here and was like, okay, it's mama snuggle time. Hi, I love you.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the Cool Jam Show. My name is Kate.
And I'm Tay.
Alice just looking at the camera like, yo, does it have to be right now? Yes, Allie, it does. It really does. Sass. Man. Complete sass. And then there's mine laying on my work notes. So today on the Cool Jam Show, we are talking about all things rookie.
Yeah, baby.
The super shookie. I mean rookie show. Global shookie. Global shookie. I mean, he is global, which, by the way. I think
the oldest group on this this list debuted in 2018, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, 3 years.
Yeah.
Speaking of Namjoon and Global Shookie. BTS is on their way to. BTS is on their way to New York right now. I think they've possibly even already landed, maybe. They're probably in New York and very jet lagged.
Oh my gosh, they're in the same time zone as me.
Us.
I know. Like, oh my god, they're in the same time zone as me.
Yeah. So they're in New York for the UN assembly.
All armies out there, mind your manners.
Yeah, mind your manners.
They're here, like, as diplomats.
Yes, they're here as diplomats, not crackheads.
Mind your manners. Watch yourselves.
Show me what you're working with. Watch yourself.
Don't mind me and my snack.
Your peas. Mind your peas and carrots.
I don't generally like peas, but when they're covered in sriracha stuff.
Mm. Got a body like sriracha.
Every time I see you. Oh, shit. I forgot. Brain. Hey.
Ah!
Oh, you got a body like sriracha. Every time I see you. Well, forget it. I had it a little bit ago, and then I lost it.
That's bad. Your bias is in sriracha.
Very racha. If you want to pronounce it like in English, because three racha.
Yeah, yeah, but we know that it's okay. So it's it's technically sriracha. Three racha.
Mm.
Dance racha.
Supposed to be. It's based off of sriracha. But there's three of them. So they're like, hey, we're funny. Three racha. Because then you pronounce it with a Korean accent, it's the sriracha.
Yeah.
I didn't forget that though. I forgot the lyrics to sriracha. the cover that the 80s. No, you big dumb nut. TXT did.
I go. Okay.
Ringo Barrel got your cat's face. It's so cute.
Look up.
Looked like she was looking at the ghost, but oh my god, it was so cute.
No? Okay. All right. So, in today's intro, we have some comebacks to talk about. And one very special... and one very special comeback to, that is on its way. We just got a track list. The day we're recording this, we just got a track list for it. So... 110%. We're ready. We're ready to go. We'll get into that here in just 1 second. But the first one on my list is One Ho's comeback for Blue.
Don't stick your face in random cups.
When you accidentally stumble across One Ho's bra. Or Matthews or no.
Can I just like I imagine if you stumbled across a bra for one of them, especially imagine this, it's Matthew, right?
No,
because the man speaks English. I'm using him as
also,
so I imagine coming. Just going, Matthew, why do you have a bra? And him go, well, I wanted them to stay in place, but also be bouncy.
I want them up here, but also bouncy.
No, a bra, because they go bounce.
Oh, I sent you a video of just how big Matthew is.
That is a big guy. That's not fair. I am a small woman.
I'm a pretty small
stature.
Okay. I need to see Matthew next to Woozy.
No.
I need Woozy to stand beside like every single idol. Because
I can't.
I need Woozy to stand next to every single idol and be photographed. Because me and Woozy are the same height.
And I'm smaller than that.
Yes, but you know where you come to on me. You know where you like. You know our height difference. So like the height difference between you and Woozy would be the same.
I know, and it makes me sad because I'm so short. I barely meet the height requirements for like all of for the idols that are my biases for dating. Because they want someone who's shorter than them.
Look here. But
a guy who's like 6'2", I'd be a whole foot smaller.
True. Very true.
Can you imagine them going around, hey, can anyone find Taylor? And I'm standing right there.
I'm sorry. The fact that all they would have to, like, the fact that all you would have to do is just teach them Marco Polo.
I would. That's how I find people in stores. All of my friends need to know that because that's how I find people. And Marco!
I mean, granted, if you're over in Korea, like, you know, unless you're You know what? You know what would be hilarious? Losing other English speaking friends in Hongdae or Itaewon and just being like, Marco, and seeing who answers you.
Yeah. The worst part is when you're in the store and you yell Marco, and then you realize the only thing you lost was your mind and you're not going to hear Polo back. Because you're at the store by yourself.
That's when you put, that's when you have your ear pod in, you'd be like, oh, sorry, I was on, yeah.
Yeah, I was on a phone call.
My child called me. Paul Dial.
You named your kid Marco? Absolutely. And his brother's name is Polo.
They have a sister named Ralph Lauren.
Because we bougie like that.
They have a lizard named Gucci. She'll be turned into a boot one day.
A turtle named Fuji because he wished he was Gucci.
We're not rich enough for the actual Gucci, just the expensive water.
Yeah.
After Wano, these are my children, Chanko and
I found them in the dumpster and I left them to myself.
Me with my animals.
Yeah.
So after Wonho, Lisa had her solo debut with Lalisa. About time, YG. About time.
Yeah.
Also, not at Kingdom, kind of being a teaser for that because it wasn't Blackpink debut, or it wasn't Blackpink featuring with Icon. It was just Lisa.
Yes.
And then we had Hyuna and Dawn with Ping Pong. So you, a video I woke up to this morning at nearly 8 o'clock in the morning by someone, which was
someone was awake at 7.
Yeah, I woke up like at 7:51 is whenever I woke up because I got your thing at, I got the TikTok at 7:50. I woke up at 7:51. But you sent me Key doing the ping pong challenge with Hyuna and Dawn.
Good.
And it's so cute. Also, I loved Dawn doing the challenge with, who did she do it with? With who? Taehyun. Yes. Yes. That was adorable. I didn't realize it was Changkyun until I read the hashtags and I was like,
because of the hat.
I am. I was like, how does I am know Dawn? And I was like, oh right, Pentagon and Monsta X are kind of close. So then we had ATEEZ with their new comeback. For Deja Vu. Wait, that's not the right one. Anyway, yeah, Deja Vu and Eternal Sunshine. For me, Eternal Sunshine gives me wave eras. Like it reminds me of wave era.
Deja Vu, we all know what it's about. We ain't stupid.
Yeah, we ain't stupid. Plus the lore about Hala Hala. They're at the end. Like, now we know the man in the fedora is Hongjoong. However, see, it is kind of sad because we do know that Yosang is not alive.
See, back to the deja vu thing. I'm not going to say it out loud because I'm just going to show you the one move from deja vu.
Son, we know what you're doing, you dirty birdie.
We are not stupid, sir. And I know you speak English, so I know you understand me.
Do you understand words that are coming out of my mouth? No, not really.
Fine.
Okay, but at the same time, there is a behind the scenes of a photo shoot where they're playing a song. It's made its rounds on TikTok. We've all seen the clip.
Mm-hmm. I like my...
To anyone who says that idols are innocent, that they are babies, no. The only baby is Soul from P1 Harmony, okay? He's a literal child. Nikki from N-Hypen, literal child.
Kehoe's ruining Soul, though.
Okay, but like, Kehoe is still a kid too, because like he's what, a 2003? How do you not know your own bias birthday? There's a lot.
Don't come for me on this one.
I am working my way down the line. He's an 01?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's 5 years younger than me. And then 8 years younger than you.
Shut it.
Soul is 9 years younger than me.
I'm an old, old broad.
Soul was born in 2005. I can't. No. Soul is my little baby. Must protect Tiny Bean. Okay? However, like, TXT with this whole, like, Korean five sauce thing they got going on.
Yes!
I'm gonna need the mayonnaise to not, okay? Like, Terry needs to calm down.
Terry?
Terry's gotta calm it down.
Me calling the officer Terry and then you going, no!
It's Terrence.
for clarity on that one. I got pulled over this morning for going less than 10 miles over the speed limit.
It was literally seven. Seven over.
And I started crying and they didn't give me a ticket.
It gives me anxiety to get pulled over. But at the same time, like, I still think he just recognized the car for some reason. That's my theory.
He took my license and he looked in the system.
Yes, to remember you. But I think he remembered the car.
Maybe.
Because how many...
Same broad driving.
It's that same hussy driving. We need to pull her over.
It's that hooker that drives through Herndon listening to K-pop on full blast.
Which, by the way, you said you ran into some other K-poppies in the wild recently.
At a stoplight, I was listening to Thunderous and doing the choreo while I was sitting there. And the ta-ta-ta sort of cool, right?
Yeah.
And they looked over at me like, hey.
How does one stay recognize another stay? Sorry, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it was that.
Yes, Changbin. That's what we shall do from now on.
Because it works, buddy.
It does. It does. Like, and at the same time, if you like, I feel like stays are at an all-time high because, first of all, they were on Kingdom, which is public broadcast. So this is a big three group on a public broadcast they won, they were victorious. Listen to the Sinjo Camp. They literally have a song called Victory Song. So they missed an opportunity. They did. They missed an opportunity. That didn't click until right now. Well, no, Victory Song is what they did to promo for Kingdom at Mama.
That's fair.
Because it was the boys, ATs, and Stray Kids. Yeah. So I purposely saved this group for last because we just watched their comeback video.
Oh my gosh. Why with the pan flute?
You know what?
Why with the pan flute? Also, Boo Boo, it didn't sound like you were rapping on the song.
But the way he said sticker.
It sounded like he was rapping on a whole different song, though. Like, it didn't belong there. They just cut it there.
Welcome to SM. There is no explanation for the things SM does. Lucas.
Lucas is okay, though, now, right?
Okay, so, like, it's all coming out in the wash that it's all BS and it's just made up. So one portion, there's something that I saw recently. So basically what it's Lucas has always been very vocal about Sasangs. Mm. Very vocal about Sasangs. And his one, what we think it is, and like it's the theory that I've heard recently, and it's the one that makes the most sense to me. Mm. They believe that the person who's saying all of this and has basically ruined half of NCT's careers right now, or put half of their career on hold, because if you notice in the newest comeback, Ten's not even in 127. The entirety of Wavy is sidelined right now.
Why?
Because of the Lucas thing. The entirety of Wavy. And even then, somebody genuinely believes that it was, a Sasang that was doing all of this, because when the best thing I can tell is, like, there's two different ways that you end out being a Sasang. The first is you kind of wake up and you come to the conclusion that, like, this person's not going to love me, you know, like, they're a celebrity, I am me. Or the other way is to try to go out in this, like, blaze of glory and hurt that idol in the process. Which is kind of what Glam tried to do. But we won't talk about Glam. So basically, the entire situation is what I believe, because the pictures that she has are possible Sasang, other people who have bought photos from Sasangs said that's the same photo from specific Sasangs. So either this person is a Sasang and got those photos, or they bought the photos from the Sasang.
Mm.
So it's kind of like, you know, plus one of their biggest things is Lucas's first language is Cantonese.
Meaning he wouldn't speak simplified Chinese.
Yeah, he wouldn't be saying simplified Chinese, and he for sure wouldn't be making mistakes that a non-native speaker makes.
Hmm.
I mean, there is some, like, like, it would be like, it's like us trying to speak only Korean right now. Like, there would be some very significant mistakes because we're not native speakers.
Yeah, and we just speak hella Konglish anyway.
Touche. But yeah, no, like, there's so many discrepancies with those messages. Leave Lucas alone, man. Like, Jesus. Oh,
also the fact that... Sorry. They didn't use a Naver account.
They used a Google account. But yeah, no. Yeah, NCT did a comeback for Stagger. Why the pan flute? SM, why the pan flute?
Why the pan flute?
I can't even get through the intro without, like, So Hanse is making his solo debut.
Yes. Yes.
Panic attack stopped. Yeah. Hanse is having his solo debut. And it's going to be called Blaze. Yeah, Blaze.
We and just it's coming out on his birthday.
Yeah. When it's the what?
The 25th.
Oh my god. The day before Yukyeom's birthday. Which, by the way, did you know that Jay and Han have the same birthday?
Really?
Yeah. The 14th. So we have JK on the 1st, Namjoon on the 6th. And then on the 14th, Han and Jay, 15th, Felix. On the 25th, Hanse. On the 26th, Yugyeom. Somewhere in there, I know that Yongjae has a birthday. Why are there so many Virgos?
I don't know. It's illegal. It should be illegal.
It should be illegal. My star sign is virgin. We know, baby boy. We know.
TMI. My star sign is virgin.
I mean, he's not wrong, but it's also not unwrong. God, love him. So into our episode for today, like, just glorifying the rookies of the industry. There are so many groups that have debuted in the last 2, 3, 4 years. Who's counting?
for Felix, just to, what's 4 years, Nuna?
What's 4 years, Nuna? A lot, Felix. It's a lot.
So we've got like Treasure.
Yes,
most of these groups debuted in 2020, May.
Yeah, I remember when Treasure debuted, and their fandom name are Treasure Makers.
Very cute.
That is very cute, but it's also like, okay, it's not as bad as Gravity, but you know, well.
Then you got P1 Harmony debuted in October 2020.
You are trying your hardest to turn me into a piece, and like,
okay, Katie, you already have a bias.
He's not my bias. He's my baby.
That is a bias.
No, he's my baby. He is too young to be a bias.
Wonhyuk. Okay, you can like soft stand a bias.
But if I soft-skin anybody, it's going to be Kehoe because, you know, it's
Wanya from E-Last, right? Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure he's old enough, but also he's my baby. He's a very pretty baby, but he's my baby.
So I shall do the same thing with Seoul, like what I did with Bungyu.
Yes.
Until Seoul comes of age, and to me that means 21. 21.
Because, I mean, my rule is if you can't sit down with me at a bar in America and have a drink, it's a no for me, honey.
Yeah. And I do mean international age 21. What Bungyu is now.
Mm.
So, until that happens, until that happens, Kehoe is my memed bias because what's that behind you? It's a white wall.
What's that behind you? It's a white wall. I love Kehoe. That's why he is my bias.
So I love Kehoe because of the memes. But like Seoul is my baby.
I feel like he is my bias because I feel like I could sit in a room with him and meme for hours.
True.
Like that's why Kehoe is my bias.
I am very hurt though. The Good For You cover that P1 Harmony did of Olivia Rodrigo's song. The fact that Seoul only had one line at the very end.
Okay, but P1 always slays their covers, though.
And they did. They really did. But why my dude only have one line at the very end?
But he's still there and he's still killing it. Maybe he's trying to kill it with a dang spork, but he's killing it.
He's digging a grave with a spork, but
he's then we have the Cravity, April 2020.
Which, by the way, P1 Harmony, their fan base are called Pieces. P1 Harmony and Peace. Cravity's fan base, they do the same thing that Red Velvet did with theirs.
Mm.
Red Velvet's fan base are called Rev Loves. Cravity's are Lividities. Cravity, Lividity.
Lovity. Cravity, Lovity.
If you don't take that silence right there and edit in some crickets chirping.
What?
Use that for TikTok.
Cheers to bourbon. I need to do more TikTok-y stuff.
Yes. So
life happened recently though.
We did talk about this group in one of our, so this group has debuted in the process, or in the time frame that we have been making this podcast, Ghost Nine. We talked about their debut. Their debut happened this year. Their fans are called Ghosties, and that is the cutest thing ever to me.
I love that.
Ghost Nine and Ghosties. Okay, by the way, completely off topic, my husband has a shirt that says Ghostios.
No, I see where you drew the comparison.
Let me see. Continue to talk. Let me see if I can find it.
We also have ENHYPEN, who debuted this year. Or not in 2020, and oh my god, I strongly dislike their fandom name.
I refuse to be called an engine.
I'm an ENHYPEN fan. like a stan, you know. I have a bias. T-Sung.
I'm Jay biased, the least liked member of the group. That's my bias, is Jay, and I am not ashamed to admit it. Speaking of Block B, you need to watch Hotel de Luna. There is a very sad fact that I found out. One member of the 97 liner group chat, in other words, one of JK's best friends.
One of the ding dongs.
Yeah, one of the 97 ding dongs. He plays I use love care and love interest.
I wonder if they bragged to JK about it.
That had to go over like a fart in a whirlwind with JK. Also, I didn't know that.
Say? Like a what in the what?
A fart in a whirlwind.
Can you imagine the look on JK's face when Suga was like, hey, I'm going to be on a song with IU.
Hey, I'm doing a song with IU. Me and her, we're 93s. Da 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 da. It's kind of strictly platonic. JK, can I be there when it's recorded? Can I be there when it's recorded? Yes, JK, you can be there when it's recorded. His best friend comes up and goes, you know what? I get to kiss IU.
And I'm sure he was like,
hate you. How to become K-drama actor.
Ah, you need focus. I'm a ding dong.
I can't believe fart in a whirlwind is what got you today.
Okay. What's weird is one of my favorite things to say is when someone's like going on like a long-winded tangent, my absolute favorite thing is, no, about a topic I don't give a shit about.
Okay.
A long-winded tangent about a topic I don't care about is, oh yeah? I don't give a flying fart in space, Terry.
Oh my god, we gotta teach that to Bungu! We gotta teach it to him.
He would walk up to Tanya's every single day and be like, oh yeah, yeah? I don't give a flying fart in space, Terry.
Sign me up to be Big Hit's new English teacher, please.
Bad things.
Rather teach him the simplified one with a lot of ifs. I don't give a flying fart. But okay, so technically it's flying bleep. I don't give a flying Terry. teach him the bad version. He already says it.
Oh no, but I think it's funnier with flying fart in space.
Yeah. Yeah, that might actually fit his accent a little bit better. The heart button.
Watch him just like learn how to say it and walk up to again. Just, I don't give a flying fart in space, Terry. And Taehyun just go, wait, what? What did you say to me?
Also, I feel like he would overuse that and say it to Yeonjun, and Yeonjun's like, what?
No, but watch him like replace their name. I don't give a flying fart in space, Steve. Just use strictly their English names when he says it.
Oh, that's hilarious. Moving Moving on, though. because after NHYPEN and Engines is TXT and Mulan.
How fitting. How fitting that it's TXT next.
We don't plan this. We don't. There's no script. There's Bisco. Skirt, skirt. I still cannot believe Bam Bam was supposed to be a Stray Kid.
Can you imagine him in Stray Kids?
Oh,
can you imagine the chaos that would have ensued from him being in Stray Kids?
No, that's gotta be the reason why Felix is the way he is. Oh my god! I just had an epiphany.
Yeah.
That's why Felix is the way he is. Holy crap! Wow.
He is a chaotic kid.
That's why Felix is the way he is.
Because he knew Bam Bam.
And the rest
of GOT7.
GOT7 is GOT7 because of GOT7.
Yeah, no. GOT7 is GOT7 because they're the reason. Because they're crackheads.
That's very accurate. Very accurate. But yes. So TXT, their fan base are called MOAs, MOARMYs, or I mean, I'm not even gonna try to put armies, MOAs, and engines together. We're just the big hit
family.
So that make us worker bees.
I hate that you're right.
But look at it. We could also be like, we're Juani's honeybees.
Okay, but I love that.
That's because you're a fan. Yeah. You love your Juani. Also, not okay, look here. So any interaction between Juani and his niece, I need it in my life. Like,
I love it.
Monsta X with Ollie is just the sweetest thing ever. Also, the fact that Chang Kyun is like that Ollie won't share her chicken nuggets with Chang Kyun. That's hilarious. Or no, it was Min Hyuk and Chang Kyun that she shared with, I think.
Mm.
Maybe not. I think it might have just been Min Hyuk. I don't remember. But anyway, so TXT debuted February of 2019, I want to say.
Yeah.
I don't remember the exact day, but it's like, it's before Hobie's birthday. I forgot when TXT debuted.
March.
March 4th. Okay. March 4th. Yeah, because it was TXT's debut, Suga's birthday, and then Bumgoo's birthday is just after Suga's.
Mm.
Because I was like, oh, cute. The Daegu boys are, you know, right there next to each other. Yeah. So we have a few girl groups, because it can't always be about the boys.
Mm.
And Black Swan, Black Swan's through SM, aren't they?
I think so.
Maybe. Yeah. Black Swan's got to be through SM. And their fan base are called Lumina,
mm.
which I think is really pretty. I don't remember when they debuted, but I know it's in the last couple years.
March. Yeah, dang it.
There's a glitch. 2020. October 2020.
That was really bad.
And then Espa, I'm on the next level. Yeah.
Their fan base is called My.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't. The one that I've been wanting to get to is next. But yeah. So Espa, they've kind of had their breakthrough with Next Level.
Yeah.
Anyway, so on to the group that I absolutely adore. The Refund Sisters!
Yeah.
Which is Jessie, Hwasa,
and Jungkook.
Okay.
Yuri.
Oh, Yuri. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway.
They don't have a fandom name.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they're kind of a combo group like Super M. Mm. So it's just a bunch of powerful, you know, amazing ladies.
Weekly.
Yes, their fandom name are called Dailies. Yeah, Dailies. Yeah, Daily. Whatever.
They debuted in June 2020.
Weren't they? I feel like they were on a show. Like, kind of like how P1 Harmony did. I don't remember. I could be wrong. Could be very wrong. There is a group called Checkmate. They are a
co-ed group.
They're a co-ed
like, group. Like Card.
Yeah. We have two co-ed groups on this list. Checkmate is one of them. They are still so new that they don't even have a fandom name.
Yeah.
We couldn't find one.
Nope.
And then I don't know. It says either I can't read my crazy hand right. Crazy?
Mm.
Okay.
Craxy, which is still pronounced crazy.
Yeah. And then their fandom name are Crown.
Mm.
Then again, how do we get to MOAs? How do we get engines? You know, it's just.
And then we have the oldest rookie group on the list. Debuted 2018. Their fandom name is A-Teeny. It's freaking A-Tees, my guy.
Legitimately, I forgot about it until you said it. I was like, oh, what?
The group I told you to save for last because I love them.
We love them. But also, like, gushing over the fact that they did just have their, like, a recent comeback.
And it's beautiful and perfect. We're not stupid ATs. We still know what Deja Vu is about.
Okay, look here. So the entire the concept of Deja Vu is it's a familiar feeling in a place that you haven't, that you don't know, like, that you haven't been before.
Yeah, okay. We know what it's about. We're not stupid.
They're exploring new caves of wonder.
Ooh. No! Brain! Why are you this? Why did backdoor start going through my head? Even the choreo makes it dirty too.
We just totally bastardized that friendship. Someone does want to adopt Felix.
He doesn't want to adopt him?
He does. And Woo-young and Changbin are a little too close. Their thing is literally, like, their friendship name is lovey-dovey.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know, like, their like, friendship thing is lovey-dovey. Like, that's their friendship name.
Oh, no.
It's just so much worse. So the Pirate Kings are coming for the Stray Kids. Okay, but, like, me and you are both, like, massive Stay Teenies. So this comes from a place of love.
You're right.
This comes from a place of love, we promise. See, here's the problem. With my songs that I'm obsessed about, the first one on my list is Red Lights. And then Deja Vu.
It just keeps rolling on. Oh no. You have one to redeem yourself, madam.
I
Or did you not redeem yourself at all?
No, the last two are Loser Lover by TXT and Down by Ace.
Oh, not even Changer?
No, like, Changer is good, but, like, it's been Undercover and Down recently.
That's fair. Okay, so, but the music video, which OBK buys at us,
is Changer. Actually, no, higher with my BK loving self.
I would have thought that the Undercover.
Okay, yeah, it was like the one where they're gamblers. Okay. Yes and no. Okay, so I was wrong. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Okay. What are your obsession songs, madam?
Okay, so I have Deja Vu as well. Also, Dawn and Hyuna. Fucking ping pong. But also, the rest of that album is definitely obsession worthy.
For ATEEZ?
For Dawn and Hyuna.
They did an entire album?
Well, it's a mini album thing. I have Thunderous, Stray Kids.
Sorry, cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thrill Ride by the Boys, because I'm still obsessed with it. Partially because of Sanu with the
let's get it on milk chocolate. Yeah.
Possibly, but we're not going to talk about that.
We just did.
And then, okay, Hanse in his Instagram story and on Bubble, like last week, he was talking about this song by Big One featuring JC Yuka. Every Night. And I'm obsessed with it because the sound is amazing and it's a good song. But it makes sense because he was like plugging his peeps.
Yeah, they're his friends. But also, now that we've gotten a track list from Hansei about his upcoming solo album, both of those artists are featuring on Hansei's album.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, he's been telling us all along who's been on his album.
Exactly.
I told Hansei can't keep a secret. And I love that, honestly.
No, he's honestly just like he gives you like a little hee-hee, this is part of my surprise.
But also, like, he did it in the most Hansei way possible.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he told all the other members of of Vixen. He's like, oh my god, I told the fans. Who was going to be on my mini album, and they never even guessed.
Yeah. You're like, I'm just so smart. And they're like, yeah, buddy, you're so smart. High five.
Also, when is JK and Hansei going to come out and say they're friends and like go to the tattoo parlor together? Like,
oh, speaking of Hansei, hello.
Come on, tell me your besties without telling me your besties. If you don't ask him that question at some point, at some point in the bubble, like, lifestyle or lifetime, just being like, hey, yo, Hansei, are you friends with JK? Because, like, who talked him into getting all those tattoos?
Yeah.
Who sat with him and held his hand?
So I wonder when Hansei writes H-E-H-E, if he means it like hee-hee or
if you don't like,
it like I could totally see him sitting there going
Sejun 2, Sejun 2, Subin would be hee-hee.
Sometimes, but other times
it depends on who it comes from. There's only one member from BTS that I think would say like hee-hee, and that's J-Hope. And maybe Jimin.
Jin.
Yeah, it would depend on who it comes from.
Yeah, because if he finds the perfect person to be with in the future, he's probably going to be sitting there most of the time, receive a text from that person, and just go, especially if it's a dad joke.
There is not a member one of Monsta X that I believe would read that as hee-hee, unless it comes from a girl.
Yeah, and even then, they'd probably be saying, like, oh, hee-hee.
If you sent hee-hee, meaning hee-hee, to Chaengkyun, I think he would break up with her. Chaengkyun needs a bruh girl.
Yeah.
I volunteer's tribute.
I would also volunteer, though.
Minhyuk needs a bruh girl too.
Yeah.
But like a feminine bruh girl.
No, I'm not that. I can't be that.
Yeah, no. Like, I feel like he needs a bruh girl who's gonna like at least like wear heels, maybe a little bit of makeup, but also look at him and be like, bruh, what is you doing? Like, I feel like that's what Hyungwon needs. Shonu needs an IU.
I can't be that. I can barely take care of myself.
Shonu needs a mom.
I can barely take care of myself. I can't take care of a full-ass grown baby.
Kihyun. That man... Which I think he's like, no one can convince me otherwise. He's gonna have sugar babies the rest of his life. like whoever he gets married to, that's his sugar baby.
Yeah. Even if he marries her. It'd just be...
I don't know with Hyungwon and Jiwon-y. I don't know. Jiwon-y seems like he could go both ways. Very feminine or bro girl.
Yeah. I think it just depends on what kind of person he gets. That'll be like his type. He's just that...
Whoever he's with, that's his type.
Yeah.
I can see Hyungwon kind of being the same way. Just leaning more towards a feminine-ish side. Like, as long as she takes a shower.
At least once a day.
Yeah, as long as she showers once a day, he's good. As long as she showers. If she's foreign, wears deodorant.
And, you know, for jumping groups, I feel like Hansae would probably he just needs a person that isn't going to judge him for his depression piles.
Maybe not someone who also does depression piles.
I'm not because... the one there then. Because my room is all depression piles right now.
Okay, so mine is like organized mess. My desk area, I have it somewhat organized. My albums are all organized. Like the general area, my desk is pretty clean. However, right on the other side of that is like clothes I need to go through and like shit my husband has just thrown over there because, honey, do something with this. So most of my depression piles comes from my husband not being self-sufficient, which is probably the reason why I would have to go with Sejun over Hansae.
I feel like if Hansae and I ever wound up together for some strange reason, it would be like every couple of weekends, we'd just sit down with a trash bag and like a laundry basket nearby and just go through the depression piles. So that way we have space for a new depression pile.
I could see it. Like you're busy for a couple weeks. So like you're kind of by the end of it, you're kind of like, ugh. So you sit down one weekend, just clear out the house.
Yep. And just sit down on the floor next to our depression pile, figuring it out. As going, this needs to be washed. That's garbage. Shit, this needs to go to the kitchen so we can wash it. I've been wondering where that bowl was. You know? Oh, cool. Cat treats.
Why are the cat treats here?
Yeah.
Next you dig a little further, you find Alice like.
The only thing I had to survive on was cat treats.
Cat treats. Depression
and dust, mother.
I've been in there for 2 weeks.
No one came looking for me, which is why I'm depressed. For the listeners, I swear to God, I don't abuse my cat. My cat is currently sleeping on a cushy blanketed area that I created for her.
Yes, you treat your girls like queens. Mine treat everything like it's their throne. Also, my cat just did like the grabby arms. That was so cute.
But yeah.
But yeah.
I feel like Hansae's type is probably just someone that won't judge him for his mess.
Yeah. The entirety of Stray Kids needs a parent.
Yeah, I'm not the one. I was in a 5-year relationship in which I was the parent, and I am not the one for that type of relationship.
I mean, okay, so like I feel like the only place in the entire Stray Kids dorm that's clean is the kitchen, and that's just because of Lino and Felix. Lino and Felix are the ones that like take care of that kitchen area. They're the ones that cook. They're the ones that kind of make sure the dishes get done. But that's it. Like, that's the definition. Like, the Stray Kids dorm is the same as like a frat house on a college campus. Like, yeah. at the beginning rager of the year, they start like a beer tower, and like they try to see as how far up they can build the beer can tower.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not beer cans. It's like juice boxes because it's striking. Oh, it's so cute.
With like with like a pizza box base.
You're right. I'm tickling Pepper's paw and she's like, yay. Come here so you can show your auntie what I'm doing. Oh. Hey. Okay. Come here. No. No. Don't tickle my peeties. Don't tickle my peeties.
She's so cute.
Sorry. Okay, I think we're going to end this episode here.
After our tangent and my windshield wiper laugh.
All right, Jen. All right, guys, we are going to end that episode here. We hope you had just as much fun as we did. Check us out on all of our social medias and the Cool Jam Show.
Yeah.
Our PR team needs to get on that.
Our PR team has depression.
So does our editing team.
And doesn't know things.
About what? Life. Okay.
Our PR team is failing at life currently. She is supposed to be trying to kill it with a knife, but nah, she's using a spoon.
All right, we're going to end this episode here. Look us up on social media. We are on... Huh?
I thought we already did that. Are you doing it again?
Okay. Bye!